Church literally means the assembly of those who have been called out. In this case, those who have been called out by God. Scripture contains a number of different ways of talking about the church and picturing the church as the people of God, the household of God, the temple of God, the Israel of God, God's flock, God's vineyard, God's vine, God's olive tree, the bride of Christ, Christ's army, Christ's disciples, the heavenly Jerusalem, Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the seed of Abraham, the new man, and the manifold wisdom of God. These are just some of the ways the Bible describes the church. Putting it all together, the church is what the human race was created to be. A united race of people, each of them individual, each of them the image of God, each of them a son or daughter of God, each of them inhabited by the Spirit of God, each of them enjoying personal fellowship with God, and all of them united as one, one in the worship of God, in giving thanks to God, in delighting in God, in doing the will of God, in loving one another, in serving one another, in honoring one another, so that the will of God is done on earth as it is in heaven, and the kingdom and reign and glory of God is seen in all the earth, and the earth and all mankind come to enter into and reflect the glory and beauty of God. All of that is what was lost when Adam sinned. And all of that was restored through the birth, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus Christ, who is the new Adam, the new father and progenitor of a new human race born of the Spirit. As the new man, the new human race, the church shows what humanity was created to be. As the manifold wisdom of God, the church shows to men and angels the glory of God's original intentions and the surpassing glory of their restoration and fulfillment through the work of Christ. As the bride of Christ, the church shows the intimacy of God's love toward and oneness with his people, as well as the beauty which Christ bestows upon his bride and the delight of God's people in Christ, their Savior. As the temple of God, the church shows the habitation of God in his people, as well as the joy and gratitude of God's people in God. As the vineyard of God, the church produces and displays the fruit God loves: love, joy, peace and patience, kindness and goodness, humility and self-control. As the city of God, the church shows forth life as it was meant to be. As the army of Christ, the church, with spiritual weapons, the true worship of Christ as King, the true speaking of his word, both to his people and to the nations, true discipleship, by which every thought is taken captive to Christ, through these spiritual weapons, the church wars against the forces of darkness and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. As the family of God, the church does not replace the family or the civil community, but rather gathers them in to be instructed in what it means to be disciples as individuals, disciples as families, and disciples as nations. The church is not the same thing as the kingdom, but it is indeed the engine of the kingdom. In all these ways, the church is what the human race was created to be. The church is the new humanity born of the Holy Spirit. The church thus cannot be a flight from the world, for it is indeed the restoration of the world. The church is where Jesus points the angels and says, "See, this is the why of everything the Father and I and the Spirit have done since the fall of man." And the angels look, and they understand, and they glory. Amen.